This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between May 1 and May 31, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets at 9:19 p.m. PDT, and the Sun sets at 7:37 p.m. PDT on the 1st. The planet is 51% illuminated and is 8.4 arc seconds wide. By the 15th, Mercury will be close to the Sun and unobservable. On the 31st, Mercury is in the morning sky and rises at 5:08 a.m. PDT, with sunrise at 5:43 a.m. PDT. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 4:13 a.m. PDT and the Sun rises at 6:04 a.m. PDT on the 1st. The planet is 68% illuminated and 17 arc seconds in width. On the 31st, Venus rises at 4:56 a.m. PDT and the Sun rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT. Its disk is 78% illuminated and 14 arc seconds in width. The disk of Venus slowly shrinks in size and becomes more fully illuminated as it moves to the far side of its orbit. On the 1st, Venus is about a degree east of Jupiter and moves slowly away from Jupiter each night. Mars rises in Aquarius at 3:32 a.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Mars rises at 2:33 a.m. PDT. The disk of Mars is only 5.7 arc seconds wide and will not show any surface features through a telescope. On the 17th, Mars is half a degree south of Neptune. On the 28th and the 29th, Mars is 3/4 of a degree south of Jupiter. Jupiter rises in Pisces at 4:11 a.m. PDT on the 1st and rises at 2:28 a.m. PDT on the 31st. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons may be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn rises in Capricornus at 2:39 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and at 12:44 a.m. PDT on the 31st. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan may be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus starts May close to the Sun and is unobservable for most of the month. On the 31st, Uranus rises in Aries at 4:23 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 2 hours, 50 minutes, 58 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 1 arc minute, 56 arc seconds. Uranus is only 3.4 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune rises in Aquarius at 4:02 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and at 2:06 a.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 42 minutes, 6 seconds, declination, negative 3 degrees, 3 arc minutes, and 52 arc seconds. First quarter occurs on the 8th, full moon is on the 15th, last quarter is on the 22nd, and new moon on the 30th. A total lunar eclipse occurs on the evening of May 15th. This will be a very deep eclipse. The moon rises at 7:41 p.m. PDT after it already enters the penumbra at 6:22 p.m. PDT and the umbra at 7:28 p.m. PDT. It will then be in the Earth's shadow before it rises. The moon will be fully eclipsed by 8:29 p.m. PDT and will start to leave the umbra at 9:54 p.m. PDT. The moon will completely leave the umbra at 10:55 p.m. PDT and will leave the penumbra at 11:51 PDT. Any location with a clear view of the moon can see this eclipse, and binoculars will show the changing appearance of the moon. The Eta Aquarii meteor shower will peak on the evening of the 4th through to the morning of the 5th. The moon will set at 11:37 p.m. PDT. The meteors come from Comet Halley. They are named from the star in Aquarius, the water bearer from which they appear to originate. From the northern hemisphere, the Eta Aquarii usually produce 10 to 30 meteors per hour just before dawn. The meteors are swift with persistent trains but few fireballs. Comet C-2021-03 Pan-STARRS might be bright enough to be seen with binoculars. Its brightness depends on many factors. The coordinates for it are May 1, 3 hours, 33 minutes, 13 seconds, 23 degrees, 46 arc minutes, 55 arc seconds, 9 degrees above the western horizon at sunset. May 15th, 4 hours, 32 minutes, 31 seconds. 63 degrees, 36 arc minutes, 7 arc seconds. 29 degrees above the western horizon at sunset. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.